You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
When it's time to buy a new car, the internet can give you an edge by revealing the invoice price of the car you want. That's a good starting point in negotiation for a buyer. But the salesperson has other ways to turn a profit at your expense. Even when you've held the seller to a fair price, the game isn't over. Extra charges sound okay, but will probably add nothing to the deal except money for the dealer. So, look out for those dubious add-ons: extended warranty, anti-theft system, undercoating, rust proofing, paint sealer, power sunroof, vehicle service, and parts sale. Walk away instead of driving a bad bargain.
All right, so John, you mentioned building a financial house, and I'm actually about to move into a new house being built as we speak. I'm super excited. We're going to have the that final walkthrough here in about a week. And I was actually going to ask as well, how far are we going to take this metaphor now? Are we talking literally floor, walls, and ceiling here?
Well, I mean, the way we sit down with it, we always have to have the foundation.
Yeah.
And for most Americans, their foundation going into retirement is going to be their Social Security plans.
Okay. Yeah, makes sense.
And then we talk about, do they have pensions? We go from there. That's one of the walls.
Okay.
And then we have our 401ks. We might have 403bs. We do a lot with teachers. You know, we do a lot with state workers here where they have the 457 plans.
Mm, yes.
You know, these are basically the walls we need to basically protect everything we worked all our life for.
Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Hopefully, you know, you're getting down towards the end of the mortgage is being paid off. You know, you have some emergency fund set aside if you want to take the trip, or if, you know, say the roof goes in the house or a furnace goes, we have a nice emergency fund set aside where you have access to that. And then the most important thing we talk about is protecting everything. You know, we want to make sure that we have a will or a trust in place where something unexpected happens, we pass it on to our children. Try to avoid probate at all costs.
Mm, yeah, that makes sense.
And we talk about tax-free income. We talk about purchases that people might be doing down the road. You know, a lot of our clients are looking to move or even downsize in retirement, maybe move to warmer clothes, things like that. So, I mean, the roof is basically your investment in your retirement savings. Make sure these 401ks and IRAs are set up where you can't lose it, if at all possible. You know, risk adversity is very, very important and a big concern of a lot of our listeners. They just don't want to lose it now that they worked 35, 40 years to accumulate it. They remember what happened to these accounts after 9/11 in 2008.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. It sounds like a really easy and approachable way of looking at the three concepts of money that we talk about on the show, as far as having some of your assets in a liquid account where you have access to them. It looks like that's what you're talking about there in terms of being debt-free, having that emergency fund, things like that. You were talking about your foundation of Social Security. Sounds like green money, your pensions, things that you can rely on every single day. And then the roof elements. Now, on our last segment, you were mentioning how we need to be sure to battle rising taxes, inflation, things of that nature. So with our roof being the investments and other retirement savings, that's what helps us do that. Am I following you there?
Yeah, it's exactly what we talk about in every meeting. Make sure everything is set up in place, the basic plans, making sure, you know, you have your goals in mind and make sure that these things are set up to do exactly what you want them to do. I mean, it's the most important thing and the hardest thing for most people is actually setting them and getting them in place.
Exactly. So let me ask you that. If someone walks into your office, I know you meet with people multiple times a day throughout the week. How often does someone have it all together, or how often do you need to, you know, help people kind of realign and reshape things to make sure that they're really set up the way they need to be?
I'd say it's less than 10% actually come in here totally prepared for retirement where they have everything.
Wow.
You know, I mean, and it's unfortunate, but most Americans spend more time planning for their vacation than they do planning for their retirement.
Yeah,
you know, I say that all the time on here and also in our seminars. I mean, you have no idea, Tom, how many people come in here don't even have a budget in place.
Oh, wow. Well, and what's so sad about that is it really is the next 30 years of your retirement where you may not be working, and what a vital time to know where your resources are coming from.
Oh, that's the game plan. I mean, make sure you have the cornerstone. Like I said, we talk about Social Security. That's the base.
Yeah.
If you have a pension. I mean, honestly, this generation, the baby boomers, probably the last generation that will have traditional pensions.
That's right.
I mean, companies are not offering anymore. Even state and local governments are getting out of them. They're trying to get out of them as quick as possible, you know, because they're so underfunded. I mean, we talk about the city of Chicago here all the time. I mean, all they're doing is looking to raise taxes to pay for pensions.
Yeah, yeah.
And unfortunately, we live in crook counties, I like to say it. They keep on raising our taxes here, and it's just draining the retirees. you know, to help pay for these underfunded pensions for teachers and for all the different workers in the city of Chicago. And all they keep doing is embezzling it, and who knows what they're doing with it. But that's the biggest concern, especially for our city workers that we have coming in here every single day. They just want to get out, they want to retire, and they want to try and take as much with them as they possibly can. And that's the next big thing they're worrying about. Hey, is with our 457, with these deferred comps, how are they going to be affected? You know, how will their pensions be affected if we have another Detroit situation where they have to file bankruptcy? You know, there's a lot of different things that go into it.
Yeah, no, it's very true. So is this, now we've talked about on past shows how it is really effective to have a retirement income plan that's structured. So that kind of helps battle some of these potential pitfalls of retirement planning. Is that right?
Yeah. So once we have the income plan in place, we know what we're up against.
Okay.
And we know our, as long as we understand the basics and see what we have, what bricks we have to use. I mean, that's the most important thing. I mean, once we see, okay, we know what we're going to get from our Social Security, can we maximize it or not? That's another thing, especially with some of the changes that have been made in the last few years with Social Security. We know what your pensions are. If you're going to have a pension, we work our way backwards from that. And then we take a look at these 401ks and IRAs and see how do we fill in the gaps or fill in these pitfalls or shortfalls that people are going to have in retirement.
Okay, that makes sense. So let me ask you this. Now, does your philosophy differ very much from approaches you've seen other people adopt around you?
Well, I think a lot of people we see out there and a lot of people when they come in here, they're dealing with guys that are so focused on accumulation.
Yes.
And not on preservation or even distribution. I think that's the most important thing, especially when it comes to retirement. You know, accumulation is great when you're in your 30s, 40s, and even early 50s. But once we get, like I said, 5 to 10 years from retirement, we got to think more of preservation and then the distribution of that money. How are we going to take it? And how much money will it relate to me in a monthly paycheck?
Yeah.
I think that's the most important thing. I think too many people get focused on the bottom line number where they're focused on, okay, what is my balance? I was $300,000 today, $340,000 next day, but they do not know how to relate that into a monthly paycheck.
Well, you know, and what's sad about that statement even there is that they're having to track and worry about their numbers on a daily basis. You know, something that you've talked to me before about, John, is how you like to make sure that those that you work with can live retirement and live retirement by meaning living life and not sitting there watching the stock ticker every morning.
No, and that's not what you want to retire to. I mean, I know a lot of people who spend their days watching MSNBC.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, sitting there looking at Yahoo Finance all day on their computers, things like that. That's not what retirement is. You want to be out there doing your thing, golfing, whatever it is, or, you know, spending some time with the family, you know, doing what you want to do, vacationing, visiting the grandkids. Have somebody else worry about your money and what it's doing, and hopefully you can trust them.
Exactly, exactly. So, you know, we all love a story. Tell me, do you have a recent situation where maybe someone's come in and they really weren't set up for success? Maybe they just had that lump sum inside a 401k or something like that where you helped them out?
Yeah, in fact, we did a number of them this week where we were able to take that money in the 401k, roll it and protect it into an income-producing product, which is also going to get plenty of growth. We're going to lock in their gains every couple of years. And then we also divide it up. We sit down with the fiduciary. We put in some managed money here. We still have the growth potential, but at least it's being professionally managed, and they have a team that they're working with. So, Tom, this is why we like to offer to our radio listeners, come on in for a free consultation. We'll sit down with them and we'll do a complete Social Security maximization report for them. We'll show them how to maximize their Social Security benefits. We'll do a complete income plan analysis for them, where we'll show them how to make sure they match their income for the rest of their lives. Mm-hmm. And then we'll also do a portfolio analysis. We'll sit down with our fiduciary here in the office, Johnny Heron, and he'll do a complete portfolio review for them, see what their fees are, see what they're currently doing, how their advisors are performing, what they're getting paid. And then for any clients to come on board, we always, with $250,000 or more, we provide them with a free will and a power of attorney for financial and health care. And then we also, for anybody who comes on with over $500,000, we provide them with a complete family trust for both them and their spouses with all the necessary powers of attorney. So give us a call.
That's fantastic. So, folks, the number to reach John Kelly and his team who serve the Chicago area is 800-477-1135. And remember, this is a courtesy service being provided at no cost. This is just to help educate and enlighten. So call on in, leave your name and best contact method because we are in the studio here. But as soon as we get out, we will give you a call back to set up a time that works with your calendar, get you going on the right track to and through retirement. Folks, number again, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
And when we return, do not become an elder orphan. We got tips for you and taking care of your future today. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
When planning for retirement, it's important to put together a budget so that you'll know how much you'll need on a monthly basis. The best way to find that number is to see what your current budget is. Do you know what your current expenses are? Many people will quickly total up their phone, grocery, and bills, but often will forget to include expenses such as repairs, out-of-pocket health costs, and treating yourself to a nice restaurant. When putting together a retirement budget, there are some things you may not realize need to be taken into account. These include health costs that will not be covered by Medicare or Medicaid, any transportation expenses, as well as debt and interest associated with it. It's also wise to remember that the cost of living may change in retirement, but it won't go away. For professional guidance in preparing your retirement budget, contact your local trusted coach.